Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Eugene Debs was a well-known American socialist. He ran for president a few times. In 1920, he received over 900,000 votes, 3.4% of the total votes cast that year. Now, he ran for office while he was in prison, serving a 10-year sentence for sedition. These were the days when America was facing the big red menace. Bolsheviks had taken power in Russia, and communists were getting feisty everywhere in the world. America was frightened, and Debs took the fall. Just over 100 years later, we find ourselves in the middle of an orange menace. Our current seditionist, running for the presidency, has a good shot at winning the Republican nomination. It's entirely possible that Donald Trump will be convicted of a felony or seven before the presidential election in 2024. And there is the chance, albeit remote, that he'll be serving a prison sentence of his own on Election Day next year. Now, here is a perfectly valid and absolutely nightmarish question. If Big Don wins the presidency while in prison, what takes legal precedence? Does the prison sentence trump valid election results, or does the will of the American electorate trump a prison sentence? Let's say the huge rap he faces in Georgia finally puts him away. He goes to prison convicted of several felonies. Now, these are state crimes from which he cannot pardon himself. So he's in prison, and he's the president of the United States. If it is adjudicated that the election trumps the felonies, what happens then? His sentence could be suspended while he serves another 4 years in the White House. Then he goes back to prison the day he leaves office and finishes his sentence. It's nuts, right? But it is fun to think of his serving as the president while he's still in prison. I can picture the big Oval Office desk being moved into cell 47, second level of C block, at lovely Leavenworth. It'll be cramped, to be sure. Not a lot of spare space for his mementos, his boxes of papers, and all those sycophants. But he'll look good behind the desk in his prison-issue jumpsuit, sporting one of his long red ties, his comb-over having reached Samson-esque proportions. Funny, I never thought of Samson with a comb-over. The Don will have his advisors present. It's his presidential prerogative. And it won't be as difficult to pull off as you might think. See, if the Don goes down, it is reasonable to assume that Giuliani, Eastman, Powell, and a dozen others go down with him. Hey, Rudy, where can I score a hot dog in this dump? Did anyone see my comb? I need my damn comb. Mark Meadows reports from the neighboring cell. Hey, boss, the Prime Minister of Denmark is coming to the States. The warden says we have to meet in the visitors' section. She on one side of that half-inch plexiglass and you on the other. 10 minutes, max. It'll be a great photo op, though. Have I told you that you look great in that jumpsuit? Slimming. Yeah, that's it. It's slimming. His first State of the Union address from behind bars will break all the ratings records. It would be staged in the basketball gym. Inmates are offered extra cigarettes to attend. The place would be packed, the biggest State of the Union audience ever. Inmate number 1111111, that's the Don's vanity number, would regale us for 2 hours about what a bum rap he got. Then he would solicit donations to fund his ongoing appeals. He would sit up half the night watching TV coverage of his triumphant speech. You see, he has a little Sony portable in his cell. That's a presidential perk. There would be a state dinner for Denmark's leader, the prison mess hall festively decorated with MAGA bunting and every paper plate and napkin in the joint has the number 47 stamped on it. On the menu tonight, double cheeseburgers, baked beans, and the chef's special, tater tot casserole. There'll be plenty of wining poured to wash it all down. And so it will go, as it has always gone for the Don. Bad food, a loud crowd, and an incoherent speech with the orange menace at the microphone. Hail to the chief, incarcerated.